Yesterday, we ended up with a kasha. Shev Shmaita, today I brought it in. A beautiful new edition. There are many, many beautiful editions. This is a wonderful one. Shmaita Aleph, Perek Vav. Starts with the Rambam. Should know to be Yehuda. He asks the Shalmi Manashach, then he asks the Yerushalmi. And we read you the Yerushalmi as it's quoted in the Shemaitre. We already saw the kernel of the Yerushalmi in the Ephaianayim. Luckily, he quoted that one line. He captured everything in one line. Reading some more from here. It's the Machlokas Amaroyim. Rabbi Yirmiyah says, Suadaka Asalava Bakal, and Mutta Bemamzeres, Rabbi Bun. Other Yerushalmi have Rabbi Yossi, but here's Rabbi Bun. Omar Psul Haguf Shiny. The word I told you yesterday. Psul Haguf Shiny. Hainu. The Psuadaka ended with Psuli Hakol. Elevik Dushase Koi. But also, love of the call. Machas Psul Haguf. Umishamachi Osebe Mamzeris. Wow. Okay, you with me so far? That's the Yerushalmi. We saw the line. Reviewing a little bit, we saw a little bit in the Ephaianayim. In Kelly Rabbi Yirmiyah, the Svirle Kol Asur and Lava Bekol Mutar and Zeboze Nichlal Gamkein Tzuadaka. So this as Rabbi Yirmiyah said, and the Mishnah says Vadon Besveik on Asur. Before the Mishnah Kiddush, Samach Tes. Bim Kelly Rabbi Yirmiyah Muchach the Svirle. The Psuadaka also besfakes. Okay, so according to Yirmiyah, the Psuadaka is in effect the equivalent of all those others in the Mishnah. It says Klor in the Mishnah, the Psuadaka also besfakes. Okay. Vimkene, the Lamanda Polig Ale, Lor Maya Masisim Psuadaka. It's true. According to Bibun, who says Psulaguf Shiny, the Mishnah is not discussing Psuadaka directly. Aval bezel lo polik the osur besfekus. Watch the argument on that point. There are a number of different points over here. One is whether psuadaka is the equivalent of all those in the Mishnah. Rav Yirmiyah says yes. Rav Bun says no. According to Rav Yirmiyah, the answer is yes. The mefurish of Mishnah that vadom besfekus is osur against the Rambam. So why should Rav Bun argue? Should be hoba hotalia. What's going on? So, I want to read you what he says. We mentioned already yesterday the first part of this. The mal also be yuchsin is by psule kol. Not the base mayor's practical answer. It doesn't apply to psule daka because he has no kids. No, it's a lamda shavart. Yuchsin is only psule kol. Not apply to Shari Surin, such as Psuli Aguf. Oh. Psuadaka is Psuli Aguf. Said before. It's like Shari Surin, no Mila. Benicha, the answer Kasha of the Yerushalmi of the Noda Behuda. Let me read what he says. The Rab Yirmiyah, the Sphere, they call it Surin, Lova Bekom, Mutoran Zebazer. This includes Psuadaka. So, according to Rabbi Yirmiyah, as he quotes the Lapid Shosei Koi to the extreme, Mishamachi Vadon Vesvekan Asur, Mishamachi Malas Yuchsin, Malas Yuchsin. Because after all, it's one of the, it's a Psuadaka, it's like a Psu Yuchsin, Psu Leko. Avaladi Dan, the Kailan of the Shosei, because the Shosei Koi, quote the Rambam, Vyostim Mamzeres. Sakal Rambam, imkain sulek malas yuchsin lididon egab suadaka, kaven de iu biach suse nami koi, ulididon egab suadaka, kaven de iu biach suse nami koi, ulididelo shayak malak yuchsin. Psuaguf. So it's true that the Yerushalmi says, quote the Rabbi Yirmiyah, Tzudaka Osir B'Sveikas. Sure! L'shitaso! See, before in the question that Rabbi Yirmiyah asked, why these two things go together? They're two separate questions. One is, what's included in the Mishnah? Tzudaka, yes or no? Rabbi Yirmiyah says yes, Rabbi Bun says no. And number two, the Mishnah is Vadoba Sveika Osir, that should be non-dependent on the first dispute. Says the Shmait, you're wrong. It is dependent. Because according to Rabbi Yirmiyah, that it's what? A psul yuchsin, a psul kol, malos of yuchsin. And therefore, vada besveka also, same as shtuki b'mamzeres, and shtuki b'kol is also awesome, but rabban b'shem malos of yuchsin. But according to the Rambam passes, that what? That psul adaka b'mamzeres is also, it's a psul aguf, not a psul kol. And therefore, it said leyova mamzer b'kal Hashem. Someone who's not a kal Hashem is okay, but psul adaka is part of kal Hashem. Not a psul kol, it's only a psul aguf. Meilav, it's a psul aguf, not a psul kol. There's no malas of a yuchsin. So vadov mitzvek, it's going to be mutter. It's brilliant. This is the Shmaitza Aleph Perek Vav. If you want to have a chance to go over it a few times, please, be my guest. So I wanted to read it to you here inside the text. This is what the Shmaitza says. Okay. You have to look more. Obviously, you have to read it a few times before to figure out what exactly he's writing it. Fine. Just want to review these Yisodas by quoting from Avnei Miluim. Avnei Miluim, it's a Chazara. Remember, Avnei was wrote the same author as Shav Shmaitz. Keep that in the back of your mind. It doesn't go through the same Torahs, but it's the same author. This is in Simen Dalid, Rabbi Osai. Sivkoton Chav Zayin. Talks here about a shtuki. What's the din, Rabbi Osai? What's the din about a nosin marrying a shifcha? Wow, what kind of shaduchim ring over here? A nosin marrying a shifcha. Yes or no? No. Okay. No. Of course. Tosa says in Git, a Nosin cannot marry a Shifcha. Can a Mamzer marry a Shifcha? Before Shemishna. Yichol Mamzer Neitar. What's the difference? We saw in Tosa the difference. Did we read this yet? Maybe not. Well, we haven't gotten it yet. Hold on. We have a lot to do before you open the Avnei Miluim. Wait a minute, Rabbi Osei. No. We have a lot to go. Rabbi Osai, I'm afraid I have to take a break before Avnei Miluim and turn it off Ayin Tes, which is towards the end of the Maran Makomas. We've gotten there. If not, we'll get there right now. Okay. We know there's an issue of Nesinim. We already pointed out, according to the Rambam, Nesinim is the Rabbonon, that he passes like Rabbah's Havamina, that Los Chatenbom is Begiyuso, Begiyuso is the Rabbonon. Perek Yud Beis, Halacha Aleph, and Halacha Chav Beis. Where do you get it from? Perhaps the Gemara of Avodah Zarah, but no Sein D'Oraisa, as the Kesef Mishnah said. We read this a little bit in Shir yesterday. Fine. But the other poskim say the Maskonas of Gemara and I have always fakert. Begirusan is D'Oraisa. Los Chatan Bom. When is Chitun? Yeah, this is a very serious dispute. I want to give you an additional talk. If you have time over Shabbos, there's a Yerayim, which is fascinating. Which is a quote about Avnei Miluim also. It's in Simon, depends which volume you have. It's called Reish Aleph and some, and Chav Zayin and others. Sling it out. See the Reish Aleph or Chav Zayin. They're different systems within the Urim. I left the Urim on my table. That's there, it's Chav Zayin. Come back to that on Mitzvah next week. But for the moment, Rabbi Osai, we have over here, according to the Rishonim who say, then the scene is a Doraisa. The Pashup Shat and Rav is Maskona, and Afayin Vavim and Aleph. It's a big problem. Because the Gemara is over here, and Mesech the Yavam is Afayin Tesim and Aleph towards the bottom. The Gemara discusses a Gzeira of Nesina. It's not a Gzeira of Bona. And the Gemara asks, who made the Gzeira? So on the ayin ches I'm now off the last four lines. Unesinim David gozer aleihem. Where does it say David? Where does it say that? What David? Where's David found? That's a Gemara both sides of ayin ches amud beis. But the Gemara says unesinim David gozer aleihem, and they quote psukim both of ayikra melech lagivonim, a whole story. This is a again, just look for briefly. It's about halfway down the wide lines on the Ayin Ches Amud Beis. The scene in David Gozer Aleihem. Okay, and the quote's a pasuk. The pasuk is found on the side. The whole pasuk Shmuel Beis Chaf Aleph Beis. Vayikra Melech Hagivon Vayom Aleihem Hagivon Lo B'Bnei Yisrael Ema. Right, they're not Jewish. Gozer Aleihem. Rashi says. David got four lines from the bottom in Rashi, in Ches Amud Beis. David got to Olam the Chsiv by Yevgon Lo Bnei Yisrael Hema. Kloma Einam Ruhi and Lava Bekol. Hey! Rashi sounds like the Rambam. At the Gzeira of, it's Pshul the Rambam. Wow. Wow. Rashi like the Rambam. Second time in 2 days, right? But remember, they read that Rashi according to the Mizrahi, like the Rambam, in Kiddush Shabbat yesterday. And Rashi and Chumash. Now Rashi here in Ayin Ches, the Rambam, against the other most Rishonim. Okay. Says the Gemara, no, it's not true. And if I intest him now, the last few lines, Moshe goes to Aleim. Tichsid mecho teve tzecha tshoi ve mecho. Wow. Right. Says Rashi, mecho teve tzecha bide karinu lechot ve yetzin ban payu. Shema minol ha-bechla Yisrael ninu. So you see? Okay. Says the Gemara, no. Moshe goes al Hudara. David goes al Chule Dara. Rashi. Al Chot Vietzin Shahoyo Biyomov. And David forever. Bakati Yoshua goes al Leo. Tichsiv. Vayit name Yoshua Biyomahu Chot Vietzin Shahoyo Biyomov. Later, the Mizbech Hashem, I said, call Nisinim, Vayit name. Rashi. Alma Vodim, Ninu, Yoshua, Ledora, Sabom, Gaza, Dixiv, Lo Yikores, Michem, Chot, Vayet, Posk. Says the Gemara, you're right. Yoshua, Gaza, Bizman, Shabbat, Migdash Kayam. David Gaza, Bizman, Shain, Beis, Hamigdash Kayam. Okay? Good. I in Testament Beis. Amazing Gemara. Bimei Rebbe Bikshu Lahater Nesinim. Wow. Lahater Nesinim. What's it? Do I make Chazamutta? Next thing you know? Chanisa Darais, Bikshu Lahater Nesinim. What's going on over here? They'll say once, you know, in Tov Shanayim Beis, Bimei, whatever it is, Bikshu Lahater Chazer. That's what it sounds like. Omalahem Rebbe, Chelkenu Natir, Chelek Mizbeach Miyatir. What is this? Chalkeinu natir, tichol bezin lahatir lafkir chalkam shal Yisrael, the kaimulam hefker bezin hefker. She sounds like something to do with avodim. Hefker bezin. Chalik mizbech miyatir. Uplig the rabchir barabba, the rabchir barabba, the rabbi yochan, chalik eid al yolam osir. Rashi. Hai, the kama chalik mizbech miyatir, fiafka the mizbech, we may rebbe lo have a kama. The chel mizbech also yeah forever. Pliy de avchir, right? Why? What do you say? Chelik eda leolam aser. Achi atiru. Chelik mizbeach depends upon bismash mishkaim kind of aser. Emes mishkaim kind of shori. Fascinating. But what's going on? Is it? I'm asking you, Shaila. What do you make of all this? Doesn't it indicate that the mishkaim is the rabban like the Rambam and Rashi? Sounds like way Tosfos. Rabbi said, "Is it important Tosfos read together slowly? Everyone look inside. I intest and Tosfos on the scene. Bereish Shmaitin Pirish Mekuntres as an Ayin Chesam Beis. Shegozar Aleim Chasnus Ukedeksiv Agivon Lo Bnei Yisrael Hema Kloma Ein Ruyin Lidavik BeYisrael VaHash Taparach the Moshe Gozar Aleim Avdus. Wait a minute. That's what we call that in the Hebrew. Tanu Chidin Hod Lo Mesorin." And if Ayin Ches Amud Beis talk about Chasnus, talk about Avdus. What's the connection? It's also a very strong connection. Why? For Asa Mishim Lo Yia Kodesh. Aha. Aha. holds, like Rav Rishonim, again against the Rambam, that the Iser of an Eved and a Shivcha is the Oraisa Lo Yekadosh. Rambam used to say Lo Yekadosh means, as we all know, Ponei Abola Pnuya. We'll come back again to that next week. But according to Shitas HaUnkelus, Unkelus HaGer, like Rambam quotes, even though it doesn't hold like him, that it's an Iser on Avadim and Shvachos. So it's an Iser. V'yasim shalom yekadosh, shemishani, t'moshu lo gozir ele lahu dora, v'yashu b'zman shebetsim mikash kain, u'matzin lemema, look at this now, t'lo nesu b'shum pam, mishom lo yekadosh, why? Kevin lo gozir aleim avdus, abazman shebetsim mikash kain, look at this now. Rabbi will say, a temporary eved is not Iser Kodesh. The typical eved in the Torah, Kodesh, all of them tavodu, forever. Forever. That's the eved in the Shivcha in the Torah. That's his Iser Daraisa. Since it wasn't forever, no Iser Daraisa. V'david gozer alein chasnus v'lo shibdom l'chule dorim. Very nice. So what does it come out, Rabbi will say? What does it come out? What does it mean? The whole Iser of Nisinim is because of Avdus, Tosa says. So he asked the question before, he starts here and Chas is talking about Avdus. Yes, it's all about Talia. The Iser of Chasnus sounds like it stems from Avdus. At least be on the level of Darais. When David goes to Olam Chasnus, below Shudim Lechulid, you know, a separate Iser of Chasnus. So David is separate Iser of Chasnus. Also, Shapur Hodein has been a scene of Torah's Avodim. It's not Begel and Iris. The Baal and the Sino Yesh the Knas. The Baal and Shifcha Tanan the Knas. Don't tell me that the Sino is a real honest to goodness Shifcha. No, can't be. A Shifcha is no Knas. A Nesina says Tosfos. It's not a real Shifcha because it's not Shifcha's Leola, but they would get made in Iser Chasnus. Or maybe Rishalmi, I feel him in Shemesh, lo Nivala. Doesn't just mean because you're not a Psula. The Yod, the Yemeshim Torah's Abbas completely, Litzeru Charuri Benesini. Why? Why? This is the question we asked before. Can a Meshuchra marry a Nesini? If a Nesini is contributed to the Shifcha, the answer should be no. The Meshuchar also the Meshif. How do you know? Kedama b'chetz v'yem v'chetz v'in chorin. Lisa Shifcha ain't a yochol. It's like a mafurish gemara that a chetz v'in chorin can't marry a Shifcha. Why not? His chetz v'in chorin is only a gerus. Shifcha. No, Shifcha's us. How can they say in Kiddushin that Charui bin Nesini is mutter. Charui is Meshuchar, and Nesini is a Nasin. How can it be if a Nasin is a Shifcha? It's not a real Shifcha. Ad Kan Tosis first Teretz. With a Pegas or a Yuchsin, a Kama, Charui Nesunik, we turn on the end of Tosis first Teretz. So what is Tosis first Teretz, Rabbi Osai? We say it's not a real Shibud, right? It's not a real Shibud forever. Had it been a real Shibud forever, we say what? That a Shifcha is also to marry a Nasim, which is simply not true. So they made a separate Iser of Chasnus. Nothing to do with Shibud. That's what it sounds like in the first terms. Odesh Lefarash and Tosis. Tachi Parach. V'lo Avdus Mamish Moshe Gozer Olein. Excuse me. I see I read that a little bit wrong. What's the Zion? Tachi Parach. Moshe gozer aleim avdus v'lo avdus mamish. Marsha changes the gears. Umistama gozer nami shlo yischadnu b'hem. Rabosai. He also made an Iser of Chasnus. Why? The einochon she yischadnu b'hem kevin the nirin ka'avodim. They look like avodim. V'dove nami nucholomar the gozer aleim avdus kidei shlo yischadnu b'hem. Not that we said before, David and Iser Chasnus. No, David and Iser Avdus. It's not a real Eved. Looks like an Eved. Now, what do you gain by the second shot over the first shot? So, Torah explains. Vahash the Porich Shapir, the Moshe Gozer Alehen.
What does that mean? Because not a separate Easter of Chasnos. No, it's an Easter related to Avdus. V'nicha Ashta, Hodekama b'mei Rebbe Bikshalat and Asinim. What does that mean? A separate Easter of Chasnos. No. Lafkia Shibun Mehem, V'adekein Yemut L'schatan Bohem. What does that mean? According to the first day in Tosfos, Rabbeinu said is a separate Easter of Chasnos. The separate Easter of Chasnos, we don't understand how can you be matrin? And Bezn Yochel Hat, and every Bezn Chavera. And them can go to Bechokhma of a minion. Moreover, if it's a separate Easter of Chasnos, what would Moshe Rabbeinu? Moshe goes to Asnos, and then Asnos of Chasnos. The Teretz is, no. The Easter is of Chasnos is based upon Avos. But it can't be. If it's a real, real Shivcha, how can you marry Charuri? That was one of Tosfos rise in the first Teretz. The answer is a new Chiddush in Tosfos, second Teretz. It looks like Avdus. Not real Avdus, it looks like Avdus. Looks like Avdus. That's the nature of the Yisr. Therefore, if you knock out the Avdus, the Yisr will automatically disappear. So why can't they do it? Well, Masik, the Chelem is Bech, we are there. The Kevin, the Shtayim, and Shibut, Shal Chelem is Bech, and Hogun, Li Dabek, Behem. Pligli Rab Chia Barabba, Damar Chelem is Bech, Pizman, Shemiz Migdash Kaim, Mutter, Fli Mafkin, Chelek Eida, Hoi Mutter, the Gamer, Shul Yochel, Shum Avdus, Shal Chelem is Bech, I think she bought a base of Migdash. Atka. So the two pshatim in Tosfos are both saying, you want to see a clearer version, look at Tosfos Rosh. Yes, the Kasha with the Teretz. Tosfos says the end, why the second Teretz has certain advantages over the first Teretz. Let's chaz again. The first Teretz says it's a separate Easter of Chasnas, the Rabbana, and then it's also a din of Avdus, but it's not Avdus Mamish. Why is it not Avdus Mamash? Look again in Tosfos Rosh. There is no Odon HaMiyuchad. Avdus Mamash, Rabosai, is if an Eved belongs to Reuven or Shimon or Levi. That's Avdus Mamash. Odon HaMiyuchad. Here the Avadim to Klal Yisrael, it's not an Odon HaMiyuchad. That's what the Rosh explains. What's the difference? I explained to you once a long time ago. My Pshat in the east of Lo Yir Kodesh, in Fishitas Targum Unkelus. Remember, I think I asked the question the most time you got it wrong. I don't blame it. It was a trap question. Right? Yisur of Kodesh, Yisur of Kadesha, Rabbo say, which is an Evan and which is a Shivcha? Yisur Kodesh, Rabbnei Yisrael, Yisur Kadesh, Rabbnei Yisrael. Which one is which? So everyone, of course, says, what kind of question is that? You know, the Diktuk Rabbi. He didn't take Hebrew. Everyone knows that Kodesh is male and Kadesh is female. So obviously, Kodesh is talking about an Evan. And Kadesha is talking about a Shivcha, right? Let's go back to the Targum Unkelus. He also knew grammar. Better than any one of us will ever know grammar, believe me. So what did the Targum Unkelus say? So, Siya Kadesha Mibnos Yisrael, the Kodesh Mibnei Yisrael, says Targum, this is Perek. Chav Gimel, Pasuk Yud Ches, Lo Siya Kadesha, Mibnos Yisrael, Lo Sehei Itza Mibnas Yisrael, Ligvar Oved. Backwards! This is the other. Vanahapachu. One more week, that's it. 1 week will be dancing Vanahapachu, that's it. Huh? And what does it mean, Lo Yeh Kodesh Mibnei Yisrael? Yeah, Adam means a man, right? No. Lo Yisuf Gav Mibnei Yisrael, Itza Oma, Shivcha. What's going on? The answer is, I told you so many times, this Isser is not what he called an Isser, Isser Heftza. Even called the Ram, we'll see next week, it's not an Isser Heftza. It's the act, either the act of promiscuousness, according to the Rambam. Anytime a couple lives together without benefit of marriage, and we'll get to it again, we'll review it when it's premeditated. We'll go to the details, we'll leave that next week. That's considered an Isser Daraisa. And according to the Unkelus, I use the term, it's a modern term, which I don't like to use, but I'm using it anyway. Exploitation. That's what it means. Exploitation. Here it is. This Adon, or I don't know how to say it, Adona. I don't know how to say it. I don't know. Whatever it is. The master. Or maybe the mistress. Or I don't know. The owner. Let's talk economics. Owner.
the owner has an unfair relationship with this servant and exploits the servant for what we call today sexual favors. That's what they call today what they call today sexual abuse of minors, because a minor doesn't have the smarts I think until 18. What's the law in America today? 18. So physically, there's no problem at 17. No problem. They don't have the smarts. So if you take advantage, that's why, by the way, no one's ever prosecuted, ever, in the history of the United States of America, to my knowledge, an 18-year-old boy who's mezana with a 17-year-old girl, which is meisim b'chol yom b'chol esav b'chol shah, has never been prosecuted in an American court. Why not? Should be. Exploitation. The answer is, they're all the same. It's all teenagers, right? But if it's a 40-year-old exploits a 17-year-old boy, girl, then they'll put you in jail. You follow what I'm saying? So the American government has on to what I consider to be tagabunklus. A different situation. But that's only if it's Odin and Meyuchad. That Odin, male or female, can be an exploit the Eved HaShivcha. But then it seems like it's a Klal Yisrael. Klal Yisrael is a cloud. No individual has unique bialis. That's why it doesn't apply. Kainir relief. You want to see the Lashem? Look in Tosus Rosh. You know, I'll show it to you myself. You know, I see you're not trusting me. Open to the Tosus Rosh. You're right. You should. Don't ever trust me. I told you not to trust me. I'm not trustworthy. Yes? That's correct.
So then, is there a Gemara that says that if one Eved owned by two different people, he can't marry anyone?
That's me. If he is half is free, Lisa Shifcha and Yochel, that's a Mishnah Gittin, Daf Mem Aleph, that we still quoted.
Right, but saying before that he was able to marry people, because that's not Miyuchad. He's obligated.
No, before that he was an Eved. And Eved can be with a shifcha. It's not really a marriage. It's a physical relationship. But once he becomes chatzi ben chorin, and chatzi Eved, and then it becomes problematic. You can't marry anybody. Let me take a look. Shayin the Tosa Rush over here on Ayin Tes. He says two things. Number one, he asks, there's a kasha in the Teretz, which is in bolder relief. Take a look over here. It's on page Ayin Gimel in our Tosas Rush over in the Peretz. I'm the Sechti Yavamas in the back. Okay, let's take a look. Okay. Look first over here. It starts a new paragraph. Vakasha. Everyone see the word Vakasha? It's bold print. It's bold print. Vakasha. Lai Perusha, the first Tranatosis. Had the Kama be made Rebbe Bikshalat and Asinim. Came in the Dove, Godlog Azraelim. Eliezer Chasnas, according to first Teretz, is Chasnas, not Avdus. Hechyar Bezdin Shal Rabbi Yochel, Levatel Basha Gaza Bezdin Shal David. He basically used my words, right? Ein Bezdin Yochel, Levatel Divi Bezdin Chavel, and Gengol, and Chochel, and Minyan. The Yod, in Michal Keno Natlech, and Mizbech Miyatir, Kemish Lerotz Al Hatir, Eliezer Chasnas, Mashach Hel, and Mizbech, Dizel Chasnas. What are you talking about? It's nothing to do with Avdus. Dio Leforesh, David Gaza Olam, Avdus. Umistoma, it's basically the same as Atosis. Ain't nochon shiuka avodim v'yischat v'yisro. Here's the top line of the second column. This is the top line. Umikol makom din avodim hamiyuchodim la'adoneim ein lohem shiyei b'hem lav lo yekodesh. That's the line I'm looking for. Okay, so I showed you the two lines. First with the way it's a kasha, then the line I wanted to show you inside. Fine, adkan. Good. Rabbeinu Tam thinks this whole thing is a pipe dream. This is all ridiculous. Absurd. Second wide line of Tosa and Tesim and Aleph. You want to look at the Tosa Rush? Be my guest. It's bold. It's black print, if you like that better. We're winning in the Tosas. V'ainil Rabbeinu Tam. Dibidorai sasiri b'lav eschadim. K'namasik rov eliel. I involved. You saw the Gemara. Dibigayrusan yislu chasnas. Utsnan Makas Yud Gimel, Ena Lokin, Habala Mamzeres Hala Nesina, Daraisa, Lokin! No, that's not so compelling.
Miyu we can remember the Nesinak of Shit for the Bamzeres Nokta, Vichain Tzorach Loma, Lemay to have a boy, Rova, Lemayma to be a Rusin, that's the Chaskot, they have a minute, didn't know the Mishnah, to be called Duchta, Ayri, Begerus, Gabe Knas, right? Uva Sor Yuchsin, Bemas Nisin, so that's not a Raya Brewer. But then a minute, did David Gozer Aleim Shivut? That's right. The Oraisa is an Issa Bia. David was Gozer Aleim Shivut. For Hod the Kamaliel, royally he dobek im Yisrael. What does that mean? What does that mean? The Gemara has, this is an Agada of the Gemara, which we don't have time to, just given our tough schedule, to read all the Agadatis. The Gemara says over here on the Ayin Tes Siman Aleph, line 10, Shlosha Simoni Esh B'Umazu, Rachmonim, Baishonim, V'Gomle Chasodim, quotes Pesukim. These Givonim don't have it. Kol Shiesh Lo Shlosha Simonim Halalu, Roli Dabek B'Umazu, as opposed to the Givonim. Doesn't leave Dabek mean marry, but according to Rabbeinu Tam's Pshat, the entire discussion over here is purely about the Avos. Marriage doesn't mean the Raisa. According to both, first here with some mitosis, the marriage doesn't mean the Rabbanon. So we're going to understand it came from David's time. However, Avos to separate said that's 2 days in Tosis. But it comes from the Raisa. What do you normally do? Zog Tosis. Hainu, Leos, Bnei Chorin, Kemosan.
I like to rub shoulders with the Gedolim. Rub shoulders. I'm a Ben Choron, you're a Ben Choron. We'll go around, we'll rub shoulders, we'll do this Dabek, That's not Roy! Because they're not Rachman and Bash. I give you a piece of good advice. Someone's not a Rachman and Bashan, stay away from him. Don't go the other way. Let's take it to God. That's what they're looking for there. But just stay out of the way. Stay far away from these people. What do we say every day in the morning? Be bald and kosher, ben shem and bris, ben shem and bris. What's the bald and kosher? Now rachmon and b'ashan, go and chasodim. Stay away. That's what the Davik means. Bnei chorim kamoson, you should know, we should be friends. Abo chasnos, forget about it. Osim edoraisa. Right? Osim edoraisa. So bald and kosher, ben shem and bris, ben shem and bris. Behold, they come up and make Rabbi Bigshot in the scene. Whoa, Rabbeinu Tam. What, Chazer next? Chazer? No, I got it all wrong. You got a wrong shot in the words. Lol is Chatin McKenzie, he said, the Raisa. Elafkia Vodosom. The word Lahater just means to get rid of the Shibu, not to get rid of the Yisra. Either the word Lahat doesn't usually mean that. But Lamed Beis, it's Mukh that way. Chelik Mizbech Miyater. It's obviously talking about financials and obligations, not talking about Isri Chitun. Omlem Rebbe Chelik Mizbech Miyater. Hilkachem Lono Lahater. Afil Chalkem. So Yishtaka Chelik Mizbech. Tli Reb Chiba Rabba. Chelik Mizbech 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 Below Shum Hatoro. Yeah. Vavoya Mufka Mem Shibu Lagarme. Shuloya Chalo Lalem. Fine. Ad Kanabosai. 3 Pshotim. Right? Not, I did this whole toast, get to the end. V'yim tomar, kevin den esini yasir midaraisa midlos eschatein, mai shno de meshuchrer mutter behen, uveshivch osim meshum lo yekodesh. Hey, why are you playing favorites? Playing favorites, Rebosai. We're playing favorites. A meshuchrer is mutter ben esini, before shimon kiddushin, and yet, at the same time, he's also beshivcha. Why? V'yim shloma. The lab los eschatein ika lemelech mishar psulei kol kagon mamzer amoni moavi deshori b'kahal gerim. We paskin kal gerim lo ikwi kol. So therefore, and the sinim is in the same category. Avol lab lo yeh kodesh lo shayach lemelech to lo tafse kiddushin b'shivcha lo habedumi deshar psulein. Everyone else is Jewish to the extent as tefisas kiddushin. Shivcha is a unique issur, no tefisas kiddushin. And therefore, the fact that you are a nosin, or you are does not permit you to marry a shivcha. Fine. If Shivcha is so special,
that because the tefillah is kiddushin, so no one can marry even if you're a psulei kol. What in the world is mamza doing? Ma'ishna mamza the mutter b'shivcha the tznan. Mamza knows his shivcha. Feel the chatchilah and mukhasam b'gemara. The kolam is only tar. Here's the kilon. I'm Rabbi Natan. The lo shayech lo yekodesh b'mamzer the ikaro ba mikedeshus me'iser lo tafsi b'kiddushin me'larach. It's an absolutely incredible chiddush of the Rabbi Natan. He says that mamzer will be called kodesh v'yomed. That's what some other people quoted. He's saying ikaro mikedeshus. A mamzer is unique. Since a mamzer is a product of an illicit union, it's considered, you know what the word kedesha means? The same word for kedusha means holiness, can also mean in the negative sense. Rashi has already said in the Chumash. Kedesha means designated. Either designated for good or for bad. So a mamzer is designated from his birth for bad. So the Easter of kedesha, which is someone who is designated for exploitation, is no violation of someone who's already been designated from birth. Because it came from an illicit union. That's what it sounds like. It's pas for a tana. Such a pshat. The Rambam, of course, was not a tana. And he rejected it out of hand. Wait a second. So how will Rambam explain the fact that a mamzer is not a married shivcha? How's it possible? If you reject Rabbi Natan, how's it possible? What's the answer? I gave you the answer before. The Rambam holds that the entire Easter of Shivcha is the Rabbanon. So that same Perek Yud Beis. You know what? If you look in your Mishpat Amor, I think this day, for some reason, I think they have some of this. Ibcha Mistaba, but I think I caught my eye yesterday. They have what I don't, what's not really, whatever. Let's see if it's here. Without any comments. I can't complain about this Old Zvada Gemara. The editor of Old Zvada was in my house last night, trying to collect money. I don't believe it. The budget is staggering. He's told me that it took him 20 years to do this project. Old Zvada. He told me something fascinating. He said, both of a Yashiv Shalita and a Vazna Shalita, they never bought again the Old Zvada Gemara. They had their old Gemara. Until, he said, they put the riff in at the end. That was for the later project. Then they all switched over. You think if I care, that's not Tzuras Hadaf. Get Tzuras Hadaf. You can read it. And the Balamors, and the Rambans, and the Rivets, and paragraphs. That's when they switch. Then they use those words. Yeah, that's what he told me. Ad kan shamati mipiv. He told me he has $500,000 budget every single month. Whoa. He also told me that they are in the Masifta Gemaras. I showed him Masifta Gemara yesterday. Masifta Gemara, yeah? See it? I told him I use it in Shia. He says, they're going to be, he already has out 105 volumes, and they're going to reach 130 volumes. So if you have $180,000 spare cash to sponsor a volume, I can arrange it for you. Maybe people have spare cash, you know, I don't know what people have. This all came to my house yesterday. Wow. Amazing. It's an amazing individual. Pile Plum. This is just incredible.
He changes the censorship since I don't consider it.
What censorship?
They keep in the text of the Gemara, they keep in where it says Ovid Kochavim instead of Goyim and things like that.
And there's no reference, nothing, they don't
change. In the beginning, they have a little note like, oh, we thought it would be too confusing to change it, so we left it the way it is.
For $180,000, they may change it. Are you really ready to come to the table? No, okay. But if you have any other complaints, he said, just, he has to sit in the front, use email or text or fax or whatever. To the text? I don't know what it says over there. He told me that aside from the tremendous rebu in learning Torah because of his Gemaras, it's also giving parnasa to many people who are, you know, being gainfully employed in Eretz Yisrael, obviously the big Talmid HaChachamim, and has many other pluses. Good for Rosh Magide Shiurim, it's good for Stam Balabatim, who used to learn Be'ir, and they can't do it anymore without the Masifta, and they can do it with the Masifta. He gave me a whole spiel. It was good. He's good. This guy, his name is good. He is good. He's good. No, but at the end of the day, he's not that good. He doesn't have the Ram that I want. I'm just kidding. The Ram that I want is not here. He just has, He has Yud Beis Halacha Zayin. That's Bemen HaGoya. But I want to talk about Bemen HaShifcha. Bemen HaShifcha, Rabbi Osai, is in the Rambam in Perek Yud Beis Halacha, I'll tell you in a second, which is the way the secret. According to the Rambam, the Beis Shmuel gave her the secret, the one that on the Marama comes. How in the world, according to the Rambam, is it permissible for a mamzer to marry a shifcha? He thinks, well, wait a time with his wild Torah, made it like a Tana. Look what he says. Hashifcha is also midivrei sofrim. Don't tell me a shifcha is doraisa. I have a pasuk in the Torah that's not also midivrei. What's the pasuk? I have a pasuk in Chumash. We read it, Rabbi Osai, less than 2 weeks ago. A pasuk in Chumash that the shifcha cannot possibly be also midivrei. What's the pasuk? That's right. Shemefurish b'Torah, she'adon knows and shifcha kanaas la'avdo ha'ivri. V'imuteras lo. Shnevei imadon avitan lo isha. V'lo gozru chachamim b'dav hazeh. Says the Holy Rambam, the fact that it's mutter for an eved ivri indicates the entire system of the Rabbanon. Aye, Unkelis. Yeah, he quotes Unkelis. Unkelis is the next halacha, halacha you give him. Al Yehovan Zekal Ben Echa. Meshenu Malchus Min HaTorah Tonu Derabonah. Shegam Zegorim Leben Lo Sumech Ve Hashem Shaben Min HaShifcha Eved Venu Mi Yisrael Venim Zegorim Lezerah Kodesh Lizchalel B'li Yosem Avodim Hare Unkelis HaMetargim puts Eved in Shifcha B'chal Oye Kodesh. I don't agree with Unkelis HaMetargim. Oh, no way. I have my Lo Yek, I know what I hold for Kodesh. Kodesh is promiscuity, not exploitation. But Unkelis is also a Gavra, also a Handiyama. Question, would Rambam do Lo Yekodesh? That's a question. According to the Unkelis, it's, you know, his and hers exploitation in both directions, right? Which we have, unfortunately, even in today's world. Those who keep abreast of the modern-day version of youngsters know that, what do they say, as one of the psychologists put it to me, a recent celebrated case in a state a little bit west from here, we're not going to mention any names. What do you call it? He called it man bite dog. Sometimes the women are exploiting the young teenage men. It's too painful to even talk about. But anyway, so we understand according to Unkelis, it goes in two directions. He's talking about a different kind of exploitation. But according to the Rambam, I do with the word Lo Yekodesh. Interesting. Go look it up. See if you can figure it out. Kadesha, we know what it is. Kadesha she's a single woman, right? What's Kodesh? If you want to think about it, you can. But now I don't have time to go that far afield. What did all the other Rishonim do with this? What does Unkelis do with this? How can Unkelis allow an Eved Ivri to live with a Shifcha Kanainis, Rebbeinu Shel Olam? Is it Daraisa? Who knows? Okay. Gemara's in Kiddushin. Eved Ivri Gufo Konui. According to Tosfos, what that means is what we call in our language a Kinyan Iser. An Eved Ivri has different status than a plain Israeli. Rams, come on, that's in monetary matters. No, according to Tosfos. It's different in relationship matters, we call today. He's allowed to live with a Shifcha Kananis, and the average Yisrael is not allowed under the pain of Malchus. And the reason is, Rabbi Osai, we don't consider that this guy is exploiting the Shifcha. If anything, the other is exploiting both, but he's permitted. The Torah gives him a license to do that. It's not politically correct, but the Torah's political correctness is better than ours. They're a different kind of society. I'm not going to go into that right now. We believe that the Torah's morality is the ultimate morality. Ultimate. And if we have different sensibilities, we have to just understand that we are not in the madrega of the Dor Deh that was Makabal the Torah, and the Kodesh Baruch who gave us the Torah, which is forever. But whatever, that's just a philosophical, theological point. Al Kolponim, it's not as if this Eved is exploiting the Shifcha. He's no higher than her when it comes to this. It's Adon of Yitin Loishim. That's my pshat in this nekuda. Okay, but in any event, This is the assault. What the Kinyan Isra is all about. Called Sharishah. We got a little bit far afield. I'm sorry. All of this got to us because I was trying to learn an Avdei Melun. No, but it's okay. I'm not really sorry. I want to learn this Torah. That's on the Ramah comes. So we just did a little bit ahead of time. Now, so the Avdei Meluim over here in Simon Dalas of Kon Chav Zayin says, "Mam is a Moshe b'Shivcha shemdu Kodesh v'Yomid." Okay. What about a Nosin? Nosin Nosin. But according to the Rambam, Rabbi Osai, according to the Rambam that I quoted earlier, he thinks that Nosin should be Mutter. What Rambam? Rambam doesn't go for this Rabbi in a time business. Not at all. Not at all. Not at all. Not at all. So, he wants to know, what will the Rambam do with Tosis Kasha? What Tosis Kasha? So after we do yet another Tosis. You know what? It's got me too far afield. Let me tell you two more things, and then we'll leave everything else for Sunday. We'll be doing the course. Okay. Two more things are at the end of the Maram Akomas. I wanted to see the other Shittas for Bosai in the Sina. We already saw two enticements at the beginning, the whole Issa de Rabbanon. A little bit different how. Either because, what? They would go as their Avdus, which is leads to a not other miyuchad, or maybe there goes there a separate Issa of Chitun, and there are many Tamos, this is the Raisa. These are things you spoke about a very long time ago, if those have a good memory, about the sheet of the Ravid and the sheet of the Ramban. Let's just take a quick peek inside, and I want to get back to my, I said I'd talk a little bit about the Shalom Bayis in Yom, but I realized even before that, if you have any shadows of a Parsha Zohar, so I have to give you a few minutes to ask those questions too. But let's first, this I have to finish now, we'll do the rest of Sunday. Again, of Ayin Aleph, Rabbi Osai, Ayin Aleph, in the beautiful, beautiful, gorgeous print of Oz V'Hodom. It really is, Mamash. You read it. Not that, but the Ravid's not in the old Gemaras. Who has an old Gemara? You have no Ravid, correct? It's Kosov Shem, it's called. There's a separate volume. They put it in. So you look on your neighbor. Omar Avram, Umishoma Kazos. What did Balamor say? Balamor said the Nisim is the Rabbanan, like Rashi, like the Rambam. What are you kidding? On the Sinan Trilosan like a Gary Arayos, who may also Gary's Asara totally Israel, Aschat and Bom. Yeshua with David Gozer Alain, Kach, Gozer Shlon, Kabel, Mehem Gerim, Leolam Kadei, Lis Arab Israel. Comic-Con stomach, it's Chilosanen. Pillay Ploim, Arrived. We spoke about this months ago. The Arrived holds in a few short sentences that Midoraisa, a Nosin, can have the Geris a second time. Because he starts up as Geri Arise, insincere conversion. He'll be passing the Chavdan Beis Kulim Gerim Heim. Yes, Gerim, but they can't marry to Kal Hashem. But a little bit Jewish? Yes, a little bit Jewish. With a Psul Goyis. Amazing sheet. Amazing sheet. Here it is. You have it in the Rabbi's original, and it's, he wrote it in a few lines. Okay. This is the Rabbi's sheet. What's the Ramban sheet? He starts off bashing the Balamor. What do you do with the Mishnah Ksubas Chav test? It's Knas. It can't be. Okay, it's impossible. Right? It's impossible. Then he has other sugyas for both sides. Sotem Mem Dalet. Amon le Kohen Gadol. Gush Chutz le Kohen Edrim. Am Zeres Tzin le Yisrael. Zeo Hayore V'rach HaLevov. Mizin Yisrael Doraisa. Because the Gemara says, Ba'avera de Rabbonan le Rabbi Yossi lo Hodar. Everyone knows that. Yore V'rach HaLevov. That's what the Gemara says. We're not going into the so-called Yerushalmi. Hasoch ben Yishtavach Liyotzer. Chos Meruch al Mecham. What do you do with that? The Yerushalmi doesn't exist. Which is for another time. Not these quote non-existent Yerushalmis and how they treat them. Okay? Rabosa. Ivim Tomar. Halav Chalutza Medivreim. I think it should be a Vav, not a Yud. Who has the old Gemaras? Who has the old Gemara? Who? What does it say? Chalitza or Chalutza? Someone said when you make a beautiful print, you can also make a mistake. It's possible, even with all their 150 proofreaders. But I mean, isn't it showing me chalutza? Maybe they're chassidish and they can't tell the difference.
That's
chalutza. Chalutza. I said they blew it. I mean, chalutza is a chalitza. So it reminds me of the story of my shtiva. Oh, this is a great story. In Parshas, the Bamidbar, Rabbi Osar, it says, Eile Kruwe, it says, Eile Kruwe Ha'edim. And the ksiv is with a yud. Correct? Valkyrie said, right? Ksiv is with a yud, and the kri is with a vav. So my shtibur was lining. Ayla kriye aida. So I yelled out krue. No. Ayla kriye aida. I said krue. We went back and forth three times. Like realized, by a Galiciana, when you say, when it says krue, they pronounce it kriye. Easy for a Balkari. All the who's and the he's, it's not a problem. Everything's he. I tell you, it pays to become a Galiciana if you're a Balkari. I happen to come from Galicia, my grandparents, but. Only in that way. Anyway, but I'm just saying some things are kedai. It reminds me of here. Maybe the Hasidim didn't pick it up because it's chalitza, it's chalutza. They read it the same way in their minds. I'm not kidding. That could be why they proofreaders didn't pick it up. How's that for a PhD? You write a PhD on Oz V'Hadla? You'll say that out of a theory. They didn't pick it up because they're chasidishes. Not bad. Okay. So it's chalutza. Yeah. Chalutza the Cohen Hedger. Oh, so email him. Tell him right away. He asked me to send him an email. So today, say that. What does it say? Facts. What does it say? Here's the one I met, Rabbi Weilife, who lives in New Square. Here, Laos Tikkun Shkias. Facts. Okay? 02-538-2757. Somebody fax it and say, if you want, you can say that Rabbi Weilife was in my house last night and he sent the fax corrections. And lo and behold, the next day we found the. Seems to be a mistake. And the thing was right the first time. Tell the old Gemara said it right. Whenever you make corrections, by definition, you can't help it. You retype it, you're always making mistakes, by definition. I have another story, but I have too many stories about that. Let's just go a little bit right. Okay, so, yeah. Zuena doma lezu. Here's correct. Chalutza migrusha asya. Vedamila. Okay, so it's one derived from the other. So we can explain it's agav shit for noka, but avol nesinim amzeres mazus smicha shesamach asamach amakom ena menat Torah vasaka shel Torah. How can it be? Nothing to do with anything. Nothing to do with anything. And they put them together. Kusi nasim chalom mamzus shabal kohenes psala salgat zatin daraisa makas afyut gimel again salgat zatin amad daraisi sugin ami begemarachi another gemara pay hey. All these Gemara shorts of the rice. Baram, I'm going to skip to the bottom. Nirin de Reomesh, lo Osra Torah, Gerusan, ela Echad Misheva Umos, Shenizgai. Look what's happening. Look what he says. The words are amazing. Lefisha Maseya Mikul Kolim Mikol Umos, along the lines of the Rivet. The Einam Ruin of the Delegate Mazu, as the Gemara puts it. Avo Zera Shenolad Lahem Vikidushim, Shenizgairu, Ayoki Yisrael Kosher. Sherei lo mone ben hakosuv doros, v'lo neme ben ad olam, says by Amoni Moavi. Uba David v'gazer aleim doros, this is the famous sheet of the Ramban. The famous sheet of the Ramban. That midoraisa, only the original convert from Shivim was his usher. But midrabana, they made exera on his progeny as well. Amazing. Amazing. Okay. Meshashanim and Mishnasenu. Mamzeru and Asinim, Asurim, Visurim, Yisur Olam! Doch, Zeru is David. But the righteous is not an Yisur Olam, one of the first generation. Yeah.
Meaning, so after they converted, their kids would be even.
Automatically kosher the Mahadri. And the Meiri has a combination of the Raivan and the Ramban. He says, the first generation is toast forever. The second generation can fix themselves up with the Gerus. I put together the Ramban and the Raivan. Yeah, I think it's a Miri here on our daf. I'm not sure. Give me see if you can find it. If I'm wrong, let me know. Please let me know. Okay, so this is the sheet of the Ramban. This is the Ramban sheet. Fine. Oh. Fine. Much more to be said about this, but I want to spend some time in Shalom Bais, and I promise some Pasha Zohar. Let's stop here. Any question about Pasha Zohar before we... Not Purim. Purim was next week. Parsha Zachar is already in 2 days. And when I'm going to shout about Parsha Zachar. Yes?
How strongly should one be mitzvah if the Baal Kara wants to read the last pasuk first?
Every shul is for interest. There's an article by Mordechai Breuer, which says it's only Zecher. Stop it already. Stop it already. Just read the Zecher. And when it came out, one of my Talmidim sent me the article and said, okay, stop it already. I haven't stopped it. We do even worse than we don't read the whole pasuk. We only read the phrase twice, which is the way I grew up. Timchez Zecher Amalek, Timchez Zecher Amalek. Even though there is excellent evidence that should be Zecher, that's the whole Keter, all that stuff. We already point, we don't follow the Keter and everything. So that's why we're still reading it twice. If the person read it, that's what you say, if I care. How should be Mocha if the person only read it once? That's what you're going to ask me. I wouldn't be Mocha at all. We read only Zecher, it's okay. Like, in Parshas Kisei, they only read Zecher. Some Baal Kareis in Parshas Kisei, they would read twice too. We don't do that.
It's become, I heard that someone told me that it's become such a zach to read it twice, that he was in an Israeli shul, they were reading with regular Israeli pronunciations, the Baal Kari said.
Their A's are like S.
So he said, Timche et Zecher Amalek, Timche et Zecher Amalek.
That's like if my Shtilbura would say, I le kriye, you know, that's reminiscent. That I never heard. When I was in Karen B'Yavne, they did Parsha Zohar more than twice. How many times did they do it in Yuma?
So many.
8 times, 10 times. Where?
Akoto.
They have Teimani, and everyone goes up there, reads his own dialect. Everybody goes up. The Teimani goes up, and the Ashkenazi, and the Sfaradi. Everybody goes up. And they have with Shem Hashem this way, you know, with the Shem Hashem and the Sfaradi. And then they have Sfaradi with Shem Hashem and Sfaradi, Sfaradi with Shem Hashem and Ashkenazis, and then it was Ashkenazis with an O and with an Oi, and with an Is. I really got two different pronunciations of the Cholim, Kayadua, of a person. You name it, there's endless permutations and combinations. Chavivas HaMitzvah. Don't make fun. Chavivas HaMitzvah. We only take Zecher and Zecher, nothing else. But we do read it many times. We read it, you know, B'Shaito. We read it after davening is over, those who came in late. And we read it again in the afternoon, before the shiur, after the shiur, but it's come really late. Most of them are of the female variety, I will say. I'm just being politically correct.
Is there really an Indian outside of halachic grace and Torah?
That's a good question. There were those who were very much against this. How dare you read a Parsha Zohar not in grace and Torah? You have no right to do that. No right to do that. Terrible.
Why does that have to be now? If it's not part of the laning of... If the mitzvah is the lane part of...
Because Chazal will betaken to read Parsha Zohar on this Shabbos. Yes, of course they will betaken to read it as mafter. Not as koyin, and not as a post-game show. but at the same time, it was this Shabbos. So this Shabbos has more meaning than any other Shabbos, or any other than Parsha Kisaitse. So that's not a big kasha. The big kasha is someone to say you have no right to read from a Sefer Torah without a Birchas Torah.
Why? You can open the Sefer Torah and read Shnei Mikra.
They don't like that. They say if you're doing it with Torah's Kriyas Torah, and Pasha Zohar's with Torah's Kriyas Torah, you have to have a bruch. This fight is in other areas of their life where they discuss other minhagim of reading the Nisim and Chodesh Nisim coming up. And some have to read the old Mishnah Torah and Hoshana Rabbanite. There's a whole tumult about this. You're allowed to read it with Torah as a Kriya B'Tzibur of some sort without a Birchas HaTorah. Good Shaila. Okay, take out a Sefer Torah B'Chlal. It's not Kriya HaTorah, it's Man Azel. We don't use it as time to read from. All good questions. But the minig is, where I come from, they read it more than once. And someone wants to come and it comes late, we read it again and again and again and again. That's what we do in our shul. I don't know what your shul also that way. They read more than once. I think most shuls read that. I think so. Okay, we have no other question about Parsha Zohar. Everything is clear as day. Yeah.
So I guess like you could be used, like you know a TMA to read for me on like 100%.
Rav Moshe is a famous tshuva. It has to do with Masechta Yevamos. Yeah, I kid you not. It's all based on Masechta Yevamos. Because Masechta Yevamos, that's where they get to that Bli Neder after the Bechina, Mr. Shem. We stop Mrs. Chalitza, and there we learn about Kriyas HaParsha. Omar lo chafatzi lekachta, right? Omra Me'ein yavami l'hokum l'chol shem l'ovayami. So how would the Galatiana say? My ein yavumi l'hukim shaim b'yisruel l'uvayami. So I'm going to be, which is right, which is wrong. You'll say, the Kriya is not makif. He'll say. Says Rav Moshe, wait a minute, but you call it Roy Lebi Lebi Lemakevis, but you have to say it was Roy. And in all the different pronunciations of the various letters and the various dialects, not everyone is able to do all these things. I don't know. Hesis, Lohafatzdi. Not everyone is able to get that out. So he's Ain't a Roy, says, not this episode. Ain't a Roy.
Like
Rav Moshe, you see from here that in a pinch, all dialects are good. That's Rav Moshe's right from Sefer Yevamos. That's Rav Moshe's right. So that's what we assume. If I would go into any shul where they'd learn it in Chassidish or they'd learn it Litvish, by Litvish it's wild, the Litvish. Lei chafatz lekachta. Right? Well, and for our purpose, lei tishkach. Because they have their O's or A's. What about in Breuers? Lau Tishkach. What's Rabbi Lau? What's Rabbi Lau doing this? Lau Tishkach. What is he? I think you all say no matter what, based on Rabbi Moshe's work. Any other questions? I just want to be, no one should say we didn't have the opportunity to ask about Pasha Zoch. Okay, next week we have the opportunity to talk about Purim. Now I go back to what I said. We have to continue based on the same Gemara. Salach Beis, your data, Yisholim Olecha. Rabosai. I quote: Habal Tatsoir, young husbands. You tell him. Habal Tatsoir. Even before he's a Baal, it's 10 days before he's ready to serve some tshuva. He has to start listening to his wife, has to say. Tzorach lekabel olav sidrei habayis. Hein ma shenogel l'sedev l'nikoyim. Hein ma shenogel l'zmanei ha'arucha. In other words, you have your schedule. You want to eat when you want to eat. No. You want to eat when she wants to eat. Are you hungry or you're not hungry at all? It's irrelevant. Doesn't matter if you're hungry or not hungry. You're starving to death. You wait, be patient. You can't eat anything. Doesn't matter, eat now. You have to eat when your wife wants to eat. As I state, Mefurish in Rav Friedlander, Mefurish. Sidrei Habayis, Nikoyim, we said, put away the Svarim every night, it's ridiculous. Yeah, but if she demands it, make her convince her that it's not so important. That's what I try to do. But if she says it has to be. What are you going to do? Beis HaZewishto, it's her house. Okay? And if he asks her, she asks him, should I put this on the north wall or the south wall? Don't say, Bishvili zelo chashuv. Do whatever you want. That's what I said all that. When I was, I must confess, it's chato ani maskan. And I always said that way. It's true. I don't guess it's the north wall, the south wall. What's the difference where you put it? Why do I care? No! Ki bazeu pogeabo. And she's trying to do it to make him happy. V'lov to him, b'chlalo ichpat! Exclamation point. She puts a plant in the corner. She hides a picture. He doesn't even see it. You got to see it, Rebosa. My wife she often asks, do you see anything new? anything different today? I right away said, uh-oh, I'm in the doghouse. I didn't pick up whatever was new. The picture is here, and then something is there. So I'm telling you from personal experience, you have to follow my Friedland. You must. You somehow develop a better sense of, what do you call it, Better Homes and Gardens? There's some kind of magazine like that. You have to develop, you don't have to get a subscription necessarily, but you have to develop some kind of a sense of what the home and the garden look like, because your wife, it means more to her than it means to you, and you... At the general, I tell you what it is, except shot. Not that you care intrinsically about the picture, about the dresser, about the plans. You care about your wife! And if it's important to her, by definition, it's important to you. I repeat it for the third time. Whatever is important to her is important to you. That's what Shalom Bayis says. Even if you think it's ridiculous, trivial, inconsequential, infantile, fill in anything you want to put in the blank, it's irrelevant. If it's important to your wife, it has to be important to you. That's what he's saying over here, Rabbi Friedland. You have to know. It's so critical. You have to know. And as he quotes, we mentioned this again in Parshas Mishpatim. As ha'oni imach, re'ei as atzma kilo at ha'oni. You can't make a full chesed until you put yourself into his, or may I say, her shoes. She loves working in the kitchen. She gets hasipuk from it, cooking and baking and making the table nice. And what's the main thing? That her husband should compliment her. If he doesn't, what am I doing over here? So if Yisrael Salanta, saying to your wife or to a woman that the soup is delicious, it's like saying to Rosh Hashiva, his teretz in the Rambam is gavalk. I heard of my cousin used to go to Rabbi Nochum Zal and Miri Shiva Chanukah, and he said about his wife's latkes, this is my wife's shir. That's exactly. They love Rabbi Nochum shir, best magad shir in the world. Yeah, but the rabbi is the best latke maker in the world. Is it true or not? Doesn't matter. But that's what he said, it's her shir. The story. A person, he never wanted to comment about the food. And once, his wife put into the coffee, salt instead of sugar. And the husband drank it, didn't say a word. She said, Tzadik Sarolam. Tzadik Sarolam. The wife said, even this you don't care about, so what do I should do? It's a big tzadik. Don't be, I'll titz the karbe. Very important. They meet with the wife. They hear the woman. They talk about recipes. And the husband shouldn't say, "Wow, this is a topic for a conversation." Recipes? Absolutely yes. Also, women have certain phobias. Phobias. Let's say a man is. I feel bad about this. I'm someone that's guilty of this. Come up a little bit late. Your wife panics right away. Where were you? What happened? Come out. Imagining the worst. I got delayed. Someone asked me a shayla, and then the way I got a little delayed. She's worried. Maybe you wouldn't be as worried, but she has worries which you don't have. She right away thinks there's an accident. There's terrible things happened. You have to understand that she has a different, more fears in certain ways. Now it's interesting. Chazal say in Brochas, Ha'isha makeres ba'orchin yosa min ha'ish. I give you my word that it's true in my own house. The guy walks in. What is it? You trust this guy? Trust her? She's always right. Every time she has her intuition. The nose. I can't explain to what it is. It's just a feeling. It's Mefurusha Gemara. Intuitia, he calls it in Hebrew. Balad. Intuitia. And therefore, she has, and he quotes over here from Rav Zalman Sarotskin, Rav Oznayim LaTorah. A woman is better than a man when it comes to feelings. They're more developed. Therefore, she has more amunah. A man is logical. Rabbi say amunah is the opposite of logic. The man in Mitzrayim didn't want to have any kids. Makes no sense to have kids. Power is killing everybody. You know the famous Gemara, who took the mirrors and the third, and they enticed the husbands. Whoa, but they didn't have any logic. Right, they had no logic in Amunah. That's right, sometimes Amunah is more important than logic. Sometimes a man learns late at night, doesn't get up for minyan. So the man says, come on, Talmud Torah can I get cooler. No one says, you're bummed that you are. Get out of bed. Honey, I was up till 4 in the morning with Shverik Tzaris. Get out of bed. Doesn't get out of bed. He's a lazy bum. Doesn't matter, he's up till 4 in the morning. It's regesh. It's a feeling. It's such an important thing. So important, Rebosa. And that's why, Mechabda Yosa Migufo. mechaber, you have to more than yourself. And she's not your chavrusa. Rabbosai, has anyone had experience when your chavrusa says something silly? It goes in Hebrew. Ata medaber shtuyot. Every Israeli based marriage has the most common phrase. We have our equivalent here in English. Your wife is not your chavrusa. Don't you ever, ever use that expression towards her. Ever. You think it's a shtus. And you're ready to say it. You just came out of the Beis Medrash. A 4-hour Seder. You told your chavrusa 4 times. I said, Daber shtiyot. And you're coming home now. Your wife's a shtus gomer. Shtika. Don't you dare say that. At medaber shtiyot. Or any other equivalent. Chas v'shalom. Mechav de yosem migufo. You know why? Rashi explains over here in Yevam HaSarach Beis. There's Ilusa the Itza Kosha Midagavra. She'll get more insult. In other words, it's not the pshat that you have to give her more honor than a man deserves. You have to give her more honor just to be on the same level. You hear the lumdus? If I dishonor a man in this level, he won't feel bad. I dishonor a woman on the exact same level, she'll feel bad. That's what Mechav de yosem migufo. I go with the suit that's old. Believe me. It doesn't bother me in the slightest. My wife goes with this outfit that's old. It bothers her. So Mechav de yosem migufo, not because I'm putting her on a higher level, because I want to want on an equal level. Put her on an equal level after Mechav de yosem migufo. So offer the Rashi. And now Mesech, Samech Beis and Midbeis. Don't bring the slang of the Rehov. He spells it Samech, Lama, Nun, Gimel into the house. Be more careful when you speak to your wife. That's the famous Gemara I told you about last time. Baba Matiyah Nantes. L'olim e'odam zara bo'noas ishto. Just any words which may pain her. Shemitoch shedim osa mitzuya zived veinin ona osa krova. Not only that, but it says in the Gemara Nida, ein ishe mekabelas pius. It's hard to appease her. There was a fight, and then they made up. Well, they say in America, they kissed and made up. Weeks, months, years later, they have another fight. She says, and 6 years ago you said? No stash of limitations. We already made up that one. No. Rabosai, I'm telling you this, you don't ever say something, you'll regret it for the rest of your life. She will not forget. She will not forgive. It's Mefurish Gemara. Mefurish Gemara. Mefurish. Yes, she's a Bina Yaseira. Even she's a Bina Yaseira. It's true. But she's made of different stuff. Different stuff. To summarize, Eza Kenegla means the difference between men and women. If you want to have a Madhu Shni on this, please look up the book, The River, the Kettle, and the Bird, where there are 2 chapters. The first chapter is called The Feminine Nature. The second chapter is called More on the Feminine Nature. It indicates how important it is. Okay, Rabbi Osai, I believe that the next time we get to the Sol, remind me, we'll do what the letter of the Chazon Ish. Not only will the Chazon Ish on Yevamis, but the letter of Chazon Ish says to Chassanim. Believe that, we'll try to next time we pick up this inyan. Okay. Shabbos, everybody. Sunday, new Mar Makomos. Who's finished these Mar Makomos? Nobody? Yeah.